Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a new episode of KFWF Radio featuring trivia and other shenanigans. This is the world's first and only combination trivia host and professional wrestling announcer of Chilean descent that currently resides in Southern California, Ozzy V. And with me is Greg. Say hello, Greg.
Hello, everybody out there.
And of course, the man with the hat stapled to his skull, Daniel Shine.
What's up, everybody?
And the glue holding this all together, the producer, Todd, who I'm guessing is chilling.
Chilling on top.
But not chilling with air conditioning. You're just rocking fans right now.
No, I got AC and fans going. I need to circulate the air conditioning.
Yeah, it took us by surprise this week. So I got some weird news we're going to go over, and I do have some anonymous work stories, and then we have our deep question, of course, what we alluded to last week. We're going to go over the Rob Zombie songs that we want covered by Weird Al Yankovic. And you know what? As I was thinking of mine, I figured out a different title, like its own title to it. So like I have the song I want, and then I created a title. So I'm putting it out there. Maybe it will happen. So we'll get to that later, but we're going to kick things off with weird news. And the first one, I have two ones. First one's from a woman in China, 22-year-old, who had been suffering from a severe cough since she recalls age 7 or 8. She elected to get surgery for hyperhidrosis, which is a condition for excessive sweating. And in the appointment with the doctor determining if she was eligible for surgery or healthy for it, that's when the respiratory issues came up. A CAT scan was ordered, and that's when they found a foreign object in the lungs. Taking a bronchoscope, they pulled out a 2-centimeter-long chicken bone. It was a chicken bone was in this girl's lungs from beginning at age 7 or 8 to age 22, and had she not had, and she had been misdiagnosed year after, like nobody could, she'd been taking years of antibiotics, nobody figured out, she just lived with it. And if she didn't have this hyperhidrosis, she would have had that for the rest of her life. So, have you guys ever unintentionally swallowed something thinking like, I hope that goes through?
Yeah, I don't think I've ever fucking swallowed, well, one, I've never swallowed a chicken bone. But now my fear of meat on bones makes sense.
Yeah, I think close to there was a time we were kids, and my brother and I were in an RV, and we're driving to SoCal, and he had a quarter, and I thought, I'm going to hide it. And I hit it in my mouth, and then we hit a pothole, and I accidentally swallowed it. And there was definitely a moment of, I wonder how this is going to go.
How old were you?
Probably around 9.
And we still, I mean, that's still pending. I mean, we have no confirmation.
No confirmation, but I hope it's gaining interest while in there. Nice savings. So.
Yeah, that would come in handy.
Yeah. And hope. He's hoping he's shitting a 20 this week. God.
Cashing in. Actually, the worst part is if you got so, like, maybe you got drunk the night before, and, you know, when you wake up after a night of drinking, you just, you know, you just go, you flush, you go back to bed. So hopefully you didn't shit $100 and flush it away.
Fortune's all gone. Well, I don't know what I'll do, but it's never here.
Dan, you know. I'm curious, did you have a previous hat that you accidentally swallowed and that's why you got a new one?
I did not. I will say there's a film out right now that centers on this topic called Swallow, where purposely, obviously she has mental issues, a girl starts swallowing these random foreign objects, and it looks quite creepy. And yeah, it's weird. I don't think I've ever swallowed anything that I would worry about like that.
That you know of. See, what you don't know is the sequel to Swallow is Swallow 2, where they make person who's asleep swallow foreign objects.
There you go.
That's a
twist.
There
you go. Yeah, she gets tired, starts targeting people.
I'd hate to be that TSA agent, you know, who does that X-ray.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so moving on to the Ukraine. This former chemistry teacher from a university in Kiev had imported ingredients from China and Europe to cook meth in his apartment and a rented garage in a private home, a real-life Walter White, selling meth, former chemistry teacher. Now, here's what makes it interesting, is that, as Jesse Ventura would say, I find that very interesting, is that not only did they sell the product, but they also sold the cooking methods. The way his process is what was sold. And like, you think in the you think back to the TV show, like it was his process. That was his, like, that was his. That's what made it the Blue Crystal, right? It just seems like there's some sort of shenanigans happening, because like that, I think that's how this guy got caught. I mean, it's not common for somebody to sell their cooking methods. So if somebody did sell their cooking methods, any undercover agents, they would hear about that, because that's something that would make the rounds, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's how they advertise product or any merchandise. So I think this guy wanted to get caught. Maybe he was being blackmailed. What do you guys think? I mean, I think there's some other stuff going on that police aren't sharing. And unfortunately, I'm not going to call the Ukrainian police department, because I don't think they'll believe my story.
No, you're not on good terms with the Ukraine cops.
Well, here's the thing. Anytime that I want information, I'll usually call a place and say that I'm a student for a school working on a news article. Right. And they'll usually tell me whatever I need to know, but it's not going to work internationally, unfortunately. I tried. I called Uganda once. Didn't go well. Anyway,
that sounds
like what? So, like, I think this guy wanted to get caught, or like maybe like he was dying like Walter White and wanted to somehow in some way, like maybe his son was they were like estranged and he became a drug dealer and he wanted his son to have his meth. And this was there's a movie here. Like, what do you guys think?
Well, maybe he did want it to, he was dying and he was like, I want my legacy to live on through this drug. And that's all it was. He wanted to be remembered for something.
Yeah.
Yeah. like maybe there was nothing going on. He was a former chemistry teacher. Who knows what happened? You know, like, hey, I'll leave my stamp somehow in this world.
And sometimes, you know, you sniff enough of those Sharpies at school, you know, stuff happens. You get into things.
It'll get you there.
Yeah.
Todd has not watched Breaking Bad, so he has no idea the references here.
I'm just tuning out.
I can't make him do it. So
he thinks what is wrong with you?
Boring. He thinks it sounds boring.
Dan's making up things I've never said. We actually talked about this last night. I never had a chance.
You never had a chance?
Yeah, I gave Dan crap because he said...
Can we just pause real quick? Hold on. Let's just pause real quick. Because we're currently in a time in our lives when a lot of us... Okay, so let's rewind a little bit. The Munsters.
Yes.
Which you've already seen previously.
Numerous times.
Okay. So you're choosing to watch repeats of The Munsters over watching a new program, new to you.
Well, to be fair, I've watched like three new programs I haven't seen. So I wanted to go with something I've seen before.
Okay. Would you mind sharing these three programs?
While I'm working. Dan, what did I watch? I caught up on Westworld. That was like a season and a half.
Hannibal.
Okay.
And then what else was there? Maybe it's just two.
Okay. Yeah.
What if they combine Breaking Bad and Munsters? Herman gets fired and he's got to cook meth to support the family.
It would have to be Eddie. Green Crystal.
There you go. And Eddie helps him. He's basically his sidekick. There's a story there, Todd.
I think you found something for next week now, Dan. Our Aussie
what Breaking TV Bad,
Breaking Bad, a TV show.
I got some wheels.
Oh, well, see, now I want the shield with the monsters.
Okay.
Not that so, one. Not that one.
Okay. I have an idea, and I'll announce it at the end. How about that?
Okay.
Go for it.
I have an idea. I'm going to write this down right now.
Please do, because you will forget.
We are down.
Well, it all started because Dan mentioned the fact that he's like, all right, it's the best show on FX. So me and Pugs are thinking of The Shield. We're thinking of Sons of Anarchy. And he's like, no, Breaking Bad. And we're just like, I don't even watch it. I know that was on AMC.
I messed up the channel. No one pays attention to the channels anymore.
Yeah.
Huh. And how do they find these shows?
All right. Well, that's that. I actually, if you were recording that, I hope you can put that footage on the Patreon, because I want to see the looks on all your face. Like, I want to see this back and forth. Like, come on, it's the best show on FX. Like, I want it. Oh, excuse me, it's already on there?
No, it's on. I can't remember which episode, but it's coming up. We definitely. Okay.
No, if there's a video, you that video needs to be clipped, and I want to see that.
No, you get to watch it now. You have to watch it, Ozzy.
100
whole thing.
Thank you, Todd.
You're welcome.
All right. Maybe so I did mention code. We do have anonymous work stories, the deep question, and of course the Weird Al. But first, we're going to start off with this question. This is going to be in the topic of landmarks. The Cathedral of Vasily the Blessed, commonly known as St. Basil's Cathedral, consecrated in 1561 and famous for its colorful architecture, can be found in what country? Once again, the Cathedral of Vasily the Blessed, commonly known as St. Basil's Cathedral, consecrated in 1561 and famous for its colorful architecture, can be found in what country? We'll be back in a few minutes. If this is your first time listening, the song has something to do with the answer. We'll be back in a few minutes with that answer.
We'll be right back.
the Cathedral of Vasily the Blessed, commonly known as St. Basil's Cathedral, consecrated in 1561 and famous for its colorful architecture, can be found in what country? Song I had playing was Far Cry by Rush, which is a recent Rush song from 2009. You guys have any questions?
I think I know the answer, but I may be completely wrong.
I should have said you guys know the answer because I'm the one with the questions. But Todd, you said you have a guess. Dan, you have a guess?
It seems too obvious, but yeah.
I'm
thinking of Bret Hart, but...
And Greg, how you feel?
And Greg is thinking about it really deep.
He's in deep thought.
Yes.
So the song was Far Cry by Rush, because the correct answer is Russia.
Oh.
It sounded Italian, but then I was like,
I thought Italian was too obvious, so I went with Canada, where Russia's from.
Okay, I see.
I was trying to figure out all these
Russia. Brains.
Yeah, it was the first one,
Russia. So, all right. So, I got an anonymous work story here coming from an office worker. Obviously, I'm not going to say where. She was saying that for the longest time, a leak was coming from a ceiling tile, and it was so bad that the tile itself was dipping. And ceiling tile was dipping in this office building, and so long that it actually created like a curve, right? A person took a picture of it. 30 minutes later, it falls through. Like, the leak is so heavy that all this water that had been held up in this leak had fallen through. It had been months that this leak had been ignored, and that's what ended up happening. Insulation, everything just fell. It was a mess. These pictures are fantastic. Unfortunately, I can't share them. But hey, so these are anonymous work stories. Have you guys heard anything or any other stories that you've come up in the past couple of weeks that you've wanted to share? Similar to occupational
reasons. I've got one.
What's that?
I've heard this story. It was a colleague of ours. And as they were setting up, he was watching two bumbling fools try to untangle extension cords as he was pulling out his hair because it was such an easy job.
I cannot imagine what that must have been like.
Yeah.
I usually, whenever I encounter that situation, I just leave. You know, I have to exit the situation. Thankfully, I'm not in areas where I have to stay.
Yeah.
How about Dan and Greg? Guys, recall anything or have heard anything? Anonymous work stories.
I do have one, and I think a lot of people can probably relate to it if you've worked in, you know, kind of an office cubicle type environment, and there was a community fridge, you know, where everybody puts their lunch and whatnot. And a friend of mine kept having his lunch basically taken. Kept disappearing. So he got mad to the level that he put dog crap in the bag one day and left it in the fridge. And sure enough, it disappeared. Now, the next time he had his regular lunch there, nobody took it. It solved the issue. This was like weeks, and he finally got fed up and I don't know who's taking it, but
he packed himself a shit sandwich.
He literally packed himself a shit sandwich. I don't know if he put bread on it, but yeah.
Maybe it was lettuce wrapped. Protein style.
Yeah, there you go. Like a wheat. You got to watch your carbs, you know.
There you go. Yeah. Greg, you got anything?
So I work in the apartment field.
This is anonymous, but you can share a personal work story as well. Well,
it wasn't at my job, but one of the things I do is I go and visit other communities. And there was a time I decided to go up the stairwell to check things out, and they were actually recently painting. Now, most construction people I know are not don't typically like the hippie style, weird, trancy music. But and so maybe I'm just judging, but dude was listening to it while painting the inside of the stairwell, and I'm thinking, this guy's getting high off of paint fumes and just feeling hard. So I was like, I don't know if he did it right, or, you know, maybe he should make some better choices. But either way, got a good laugh.
That's brilliant. Probably didn't have a face mask.
No, not at all.
Back when they were available. All right, so I have another Potent Potables question this week. That is, which famous cocktail whose name is Spanish for dove, like the bird, is typically served on the rocks with one part tequila and three parts grapefruit flavored soda? Once again, which famous cocktail whose name is Spanish for dove, like the bird, is typically served on the rocks with one part tequila and three parts grapefruit-flavored soda? We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
Just like bums, we used to stay in the slums of L.A., by the way. Gangbangers killing each other for reps, selling rock cocaine on my doorsteps. Had a ball to bounce, plus a bike to ride, but my mama never would let me play outside. But when I got enrolled in elementary school, started banging like a fucking fool. So cool, throwing up gang signs to the gangster beat. Shot an enemy from across the street. Mama came home, said she got a good job. Daddy did too, now they don't squab financially. We improving. 2 months later, son, we moving. No more ducking from shotgun shell. Bought a two-story house in East Palmdale. Give it to me now.
Palmdale. Hey, yeah. Come back to me.
I need you and I love you, baby.
Palmdale. Come back to me.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. No more rats and no more roaches. Living next door to football coaches. Now I got a new place to sell my crack. Now I got little white kids to jack. I stopped wearing blue, wasn't tripping on red. Too busy squabbing with the skinheads. Stupid questions distract the class. Rubbing little white girls on the ass. I didn't really care if I passed or fail. I knew I was headed for the NFL until the playoff game. Shoulder got hurt. I thought about my future laying in the dirt. I can't jump. I can't flinch. Superstar player. Riding a bitch. Graduate from school. Don't make me laugh. I got an F plus in basic math. Give it to me now.
I'm dead.
Hell yeah.
Come back to me.
I gotta do one song for my neighborhood.
Palm dead. Come back to me.
Check it out. I knew I couldn't make it in the white man's world, so I bought me some khakis and a Jerry curl. I knew I couldn't make it to the NFL. I went to East Palm down and started slanging yell for show. I was making crazy dough. Should have dropped out of school a long time ago. Bought a cell phone like a nut. Now I deliver like Pizza Hut. I drunk whiskey and Bacardi. I sold dope to anybody. Me and my homie sold dubs and dimes. Took turn busting rhymes just to pass the time. A white man drove up to my spot. He said, hey homeboy, what you got? I put a fat rock inside his hand. About 25 shares jumped out the van. Get out, punk.
I'm dead.
Hey, yeah.
Come back to me.
I need you and I love you, baby.
Come back to me.
Check it out, check it out, check it out. Can't get drunk, can't get blunted. LA County, 9500. Crips wanna take my All-Stars. Bloods wanna eat my Snicker bars. Them Peckerwoods don't want none. But the Mexicans straight on one. Them essays, cadorces, tresses, always trying to test me. So I jumped off the bed cause I ain't no punk. Jammed his head up against the bunk. Socked that cholo in his chin. Black motherfucker scared to jump in. Cher broke it up when we hit the flow. I kept talking shit cause I want some more. Back in town, we get along with the brown. Now I'm in jail, they trying to beat me down. Jail is hell, but I'll adapt. Won't hesitate to get in the scrap. Cause I'm down for mine, and that's for certain. Sitting in the hole with my knuckles hurt. I'm dead.
I'm dead.
Hell yeah.
Which famous cocktail whose name is Spanish for dove, like the bird, is typically served on the rocks with one part tequila and three parts grapefruit-flavored soda? Song I had played by Afro Man was Palmdale. You guys have any guesses?
See, I'm not going to say because I know this one because you brought up a booze question. So
okay.
I'll just bow out of it.
So you have a guess. Dan, Greg?
I do not.
All right. So the song was by Afro Man. It was Palmdale because it starts with letters P-A-L, which are the same three letters that start with the correct answer, Paloma.
Paloma. I would have said it a little less ethnic, but...
Yeah, I know, but I get shit for that from my family when I... That's why I said it, Paloma, and then Paloma is the correct answer. So I gave you two versions. All right, so the deep question I have for this week is something that I found curious is, what animal are you? Now, that's not to mean if you had an option, what animal would you be? It's if roles changed on this planet and your soul was swapped with the soul of an animal that most represents you, what would that animal be? I can kick it off. I'm really torn between either a baboon or a hyena. One of those two, because those are just small, wacky, energetic. Like, I would just be reaching, like, and then loud. Like, that, I know it sounds stupid, but, you know.
Yeah.
What are you going to do? Yeah.
Mine sounds like one I'd want to be, too, but I'm still going with it. And that's grizzly bear. Just kind of slow, kind of wandering around.
Often in hibernation.
Often in hibernation.
Grizzly bear versus gorilla debate.
And then you would have two versions of the grizzly bear Todd Loya. There would be the red Todd Loya grizzly bear and the black Todd Loya grizzly bear. Those are the two colors you wear, red or black. Well, it could be something you want, but if it's something actually similar to, you know, what you do, it makes total sense. Dan, what about you?
All right. So I know there's like an obvious horse joke here that's not appropriate for the show. Get over yourself.
A horse never wears a fucking hat.
And you definitely don't have a lush mane.
I thought deeply about this question, and there's actually a movie about this topic called The Lobster, an oddball movie about a guy changing into a lobster. But all right. I would have to say, for me, it would be a chimp, because it would be somewhat close to a human being. You'd still be able to, you know, have your hands and everything. Reasonable lifespan. Wouldn't change too much. You don't want to end up in a zoo, I guess. But if I retained who I was, I think I could get by pretty well as a chimp. Makes sense, right? Could still somewhat feel like myself. Can throw feces at Todd, you know. Good times.
Now I see that. Yeah.
It finally clicked there. Yeah. There you go.
Now Greg, how about you?
You know, I wanted to say chimp or some sort of monkey just because I love them. But I really wanted to dive into like thinking about it a bit of who relates a bit more for me. And I think I have to go with, I think it's the blue octopus, because they adapt with their camouflage to go and adapt to different situations. And I feel like I do that in a different, I've done a lot of different fields of jobs in my life and have ran with a lot of different crews of people. So I feel like that adaptive nature, plus as a juggler, come on, eight hands. That's awesome. Yeah.
But you are in water. Have you ever juggled in water?
I actually have.
Bullshit, that's impossible. How can you get the ball to go down?
Well, that's the thing. You never drop it. So some things fall slower. It all depends on what kind of ball you're using. Metal weighted ones, they actually do drop, but you do get a little bit of time.
You don't have any video footage of you juggling underwater, do you?
No.
Damn it. That's Oh, I want to see that so bad.
Oh, that was routine here.
All right. Well, thank you for participating in that. I thought that was fun. We'll get another one next week. Yeah. Now, the last question I have for this one, and after this question, we'll have our Rob Zombie songs that we want covered by Weird Al. This topic is actors. The question is, after earning his first Oscar nomination for a supporting role in a 1972 film, what actor earned three consecutive Best Actor nominations over the next 3 years? Once again, after earning his first Oscar nomination for a supporting role in a 1972 film, what actor earned three consecutive Best Actor nominations over the next 3 years? We'll be back in a few minutes with the answer.
I went to day school, I went to night school too. They gave me a diploma when I was through. I learned that air was clean and sex was dirty, and two and two make four. Well, I'm not so sure anymore. There's something funny going on.
After earning his first Oscar nomination for a supporting role in a 1972 film, what actor earned three consecutive Best Actor nominations over the next 3 years? Song I had playing was Something Funny Going On by Zach Sanders and the New York Jailhouse Ensemble. You guys have any guesses?
I'm trying to play.
My head went towards Godfather, but I think that's a year off.
But I am looking for an actor.
Yeah, I went with The Last Picture Show, which would have been, my guess would have been Jeff Bridges, but
I don't think he got three nominations career.
All right, so let me say why I played the song. Song was Something Funny Going On by Zach Sanders and the New York Jailhouse Ensemble, which was playing at the end credits of the film And Justice for All, which was released in 1980. But the 1972 film in question was awarded in 1973. And that was The Godfather. The following films were Serpico, The Godfather Part II, Dog Day Afternoon. For the correct answer,
Pacino.
Al Pacino.
I was right.
Also starring in And Justice for All, which, in my opinion, is the best Pacino movie out there.
Really?
So, totally. I can argue that to death, but now is not the time for that. Now is the time for what we talked about last week. These are going to be Rob Zombie songs that we want covered by Weird Al Yankovic. I'll kick things off. So I thought of the song Return of the Phantom Stranger. The new title I want is Return of the State Park Ranger. I think you can have a good story there, like a good Weird Al story, like a bunch of kids just want to litter in the state park, and then all of a sudden the state park ranger comes out. So, and I could like that's just where I gravitated to. I want, and I know Greg's got like four. So yeah. Like, if you guys have fewer than four, go first, because I don't want, you know, like.
Mine's shorter than that. I feel that he could do something interesting with educated horses. I don't know what, but that just feels like he could come up with some funny little gimmick there. But I would love to see him do something with the House of a Thousand Corpses song, because I'm a horror fan and I want to see Weird Al Yankovic with the Firefly Clan. So that would be,
An interesting music video.
Yes.
Yeah. Todd?
Well, I go with immediately it's Living Dead Girl, but I don't know what the parody would be. That's not my area of expertise.
I think Greg might get you there.
Okay. I was going to say Living Dead Grill.
So Living Dead Grill. Oh, that's that could work.
All right.
I dig
George
it.
Farming could be in there.
I imagine a story about a family going to a dead restaurant, but it's living. There could be something there. It sounds Weird Al-y.
Okay.
Greg, unleash all your right. fury.
So I got a few. Dracula is probably the simplest. Definitely RuPaul's Dracula. that would be fun. And then Weird Al sometimes has some obscure references. So instead of demonoid phenomenon, I thought it would be fun to have pizza the noid phenomenon. bringing that back from the Domino's days. And on the Living Dead Girl, I think a good gaming Twitch stream to be current with pop culture would be fun.
Last but not least,
and I hope this is on the campaign trail in one of these years, but instead of I'm your boogeyman, I'm your congressman.
That's a great one. That is such a great one.
You had the best answer.
We got half of an album right here. All right. Thank you, guys.
I wonder if he's ever done Weird Al. I'm not the historian of him by any means. I am a fan, but I wonder if any of his polka songs, he does the one polka song every album that has a lot of major hits. I wonder if he's ever covered any in one of those.
I don't know. In what I've researched, I could not find any, and I did research.
But now let me ask you, when you did your research, did it bring up all the songs he's covered in the polka ones? Because those are just him singing like a few lyrics of polka, of like songs in a polka style.
Oh, see, that I did not listen to each polka song. So that there you go. That might be something there. I don't know. But now it did. So the idea I had for to have next week, we mentioned earlier, let's cross TV shows. So I think earlier it was.
That's two for two for me. I'm just calling it now.
Breaking Bad and what was the other? It was Breaking Bad and what else? Breaking Bad and Munsters. So what other shows? So for next week, we'll talk about what other shows could be combined for maximum entertainment, like a Breaking Bad and Monsters. What else is out there? I'm sure we could find something. So that being said, you guys
be long next week.
Yeah. You guys have anything, any final thoughts for this week?
I kind of want to be a chimp now.
Well, maybe one day we can make that reality happen.
And then untangle cords better.
I agree. I like that as well. Greg?
I think I need to revisit some underwater juggling.
Yeah, yeah, you do. And for me, I'm going to pull up some Breaking Bad and Munsters right now. and maybe I'll get inspired for something next week. But thank you, everybody, for listening. I'd also like to thank Sunset Trivia for providing the questions. And remember, in our hearts, you all good enough.
Hello, babe.